After understanding supply, determinants, law of supply, we are now moving to a very important concept which is called as variation and changes in supply. Students, when you talk about variation and changes in supply, the variation and changes, these are a graphical topic. It's a purely diagrammatic based topic where variation can be only due to price. So when price is the only reason behind changes or behind supply fluctuation, we say it is a variation in supply. So significant price causes variation across supply curve. Any other factor, whether it is price of other commodity, taxes, climatic conditions, you remember determinants. So any other factor except price will bring a increase or decrease in supply, causing a shift in supply. I have put this under a much clearer category called movement versus shift of supply graph. If we consider the price of the commodity alone, only price, ki price ke badalne se supply badal raha hai, so we will put it under a topic called expansion or contraction of supply. But if there's any other factor, any other reason due to which the supply is fluctuating, then you should title it under increase or decrease in supply. So you should not forget that increase or decrease in supply is due to any other factor except price. Like for example, cheaper raw material has led to increase in supply of, let's talk about consumer durables. Or government wants to bring down the carbon emissions, as we had discussed. So there is an increase in the supply of electronic cars because of upgraded technology. So except price, if there's any other incentive which the producer class finds for expanding production, then we categorize it as increase in supply. So this is a very important slide to get your concepts clear versus shift and movement. Here I am elaborating you to a little bit about variation in supply. When I talk about variation in supply, we say variation in supply is expansion or contraction. Always expansion or contraction will be titled or classified under variation in supply. So if there's a change in price of X, and the only factor which is leading to influencing the supply, then we will say it is expansion or contraction. Always remember, they are always on the same supply curve. See, look at this. This is your supply curve. So if their prices go up from, let's say, 4 to 6, or let's take 6 as the main price, you can draw a straight line from here 6. So if they increase, if the prices move from 6 to 10, as the price moves from 6 to 10, the quantity supplied will move towards the right. So right side movement of supply is considered as expansion of supply. Now look here, expansion of supply is moving upwards. Expansion of supply will be going towards the upward direction. Whereas fall in price, if the price is falling from 8 to 4, then there the supply will be contracted. So the movement will be downward direction. So this downward direction going towards the origin is contraction, moving upwards is expansion. So you can use your own books, you can draw this graph, you can take any point, you can take 4, you can take 6, you can take 8, up to you. Keep a scale, adjust with a hand, you can draw a horizontal line going towards any point on the graph. As you reach, as you touch the graph of supply, you can draw perpendicular line going down. So that will give you the point of at price 6, what is the quantity, where are you marking it on the x-axis. You can take any point above 6, any point below 6, and same way horizontal and vertical line. When you self-practice it, you will automatically get different positions on the x-axis for the movement of price. Therefore, we say that in expansion and contraction, we are moving on the same supply graph, either upward direction or downward, backward direction towards the origin. Okay. But here, look at this slide. Increase or decrease. Kya farak hai? Increase or decrease or expansion, contraction. Here we have clearly saying that any factor except price. So due to any other reason, if there is an impact on supply, then we have increase or decrease and we show it by shift. Shift in the supply curve. Like here. You can see there are two supply graphs which are drawn. If I'm moving towards the right hand side, towards the right side, then it is called as increase. If I'm moving towards the left side, it is decrease. So right side, if you're moving one, let's take this graph. You're moving from pink to blue. So it is increase. If you're moving from blue back to pink, then it is decrease. So it is just the right side shift will be increase, left hand side shift will be decrease. This is because price is constant. We assume that the price is not changing. But any other reason might be the cause for the prices, the supply to go up or the supply to come down. After understanding all these concepts of supply, now we are here to understand a very mathematical relationship between supply and price. When we try to mathematically calculate in percentage, that how much the supply of a given product is getting affected due to what percent change in price, then that brings us to a topic called elasticity of supply. So what is elasticity of supply? Symbol is ES. Elasticity of supply is the degree of responsiveness of quantities supplied of, let's say, product X to change in price of X. Matlab elasticity mein kya yaad rakhna hai? Percentage change in supply due to percentage change in price. Koi bhi price or supply ka data lena hai, uska percentage nikalna hai, and when you use the percentage calculation, it is elasticity of supply. That's what you are finding out. This is the formula. Percentage change in quantity of X upon percentage change in price of X. Matlab, change in supply percentage mein should always be in the numerator. That is what you have to be clear. The change in supply should be in the numerator, the change in price should be in the denominator. So percentage change in supply upon percentage change in price. Right? This will give us to various types of elasticity of supply. Like, what happens when the price fails to have any impact on supply? Matlab price ka koi impact hi nahi hua hai supply pe. Supply is zero. Supply pe change zero hai. Hum supply zero nahi bol sakte, sorry. Supply ka jo change hai wo zero hai. Matlab supply pehle bhi utna tha, abhi bhi utna hi hai. Even if the price is changing, then that is termed as perfectly inelastic supply. So perfectly inelastic supply is when the percentage change in supply does not change. This will only happen in case of extreme cases where you cannot have only the supply of the product. Khatam ho gaya hai. Kahan se laenge supply? If there is no land only available, from where we can we get more land? So that becomes, that is why we say land is having perfectly inelastic supply, finite resource. All finite resource, non-renewable resources will come under this category, perfectly inelastic supply. When you talk about concerts of Michael Jackson, or you talk about M.F. Hussain paintings, or you talk about ghazals of Jagjit Singh, they are all coming under perfectly inelastic supply. Of course, Lata Mangeshkar's live concert will never be able to hear. So though whatever they have created first time, original, that is perfectly inelastic supply. Yeah, antique products can also fit here. Matlab jo hame dobara nahi mil sakte, uska copy hame mil sakta hai, originality nahi milega. correct? Coming to the next, इसका एकदम opposite आ गया है, perfectly elastic supply. अगर perfectly inelastic supply में we have zero impact on supply, then in perfectly elastic supply, the price will have an infinite impact on supply. मतलब थोड़ा सा price बदला कि market में सभी sellers ने start कर दिया manufacturing, production, supply, infinite. Now this can happen only when, yeah, the price changes and the supply takes infinite. So it is something like where there is a very small increase in price and everybody wants to get the maximum benefit. So it's like for example, if you take a very simple example of, it's actually a very imaginary situation, giving a very small hike in price and making everybody enter into that line of business. So this happens where there is some type of government scheme where the government says that if you come up with this innovative idea, then we are going to give you a tax rebate. Now, whenever a producer is getting a tax rebate, they will all rush to get that tax rebate. Now, that will increase infinite supply. This may be used as a very motivational strategy by the government so they can attract more entrepreneurs into some line of business. So there will be infinite investments which would be taking place just because there is a incentive. But yes, that cannot fit over here. Why? Though this example reflects in infinite supply, but it doesn't reflect elasticity of supply. Yeah, you are right, because it is ignoring the factor price. So now you understood that here they have written negligible change in price. See, negligible change in price is it's just a motivational strategy that the government may bring. But perfectly elastic supply is very rare. It can happen where there is a very small margin of profit, but it can bring elastic supply like gold market. If in the gold market there is a little spurt in the price, then everybody would like to get that benefit, and all the jewelers, like maybe into the jewelry business, may try to take that benefit. So there can be elastic supply of certain ornaments in the market, or buying of gold in the market, or selling of gold in the market. We have unitary elastic supply. Unitary elastic supply, change in price, brings exactly the same proportion in supply and price. Now this is again very rare. The data will give us, if a 5% change in price of petrol brings a 5% change in the supply of petrol, then we say the petrol comes under unitary elastic supply. So unitary elastic supply is the proportionate change in price and supply is the same. Again, it's just a divider. You don't get many products falling in this category. But yes, we have large number of products which can be classified into relatively elastic or relatively inelastic supply. Relatively elastic supply, where the change in price is more, brings more proportionate change in supply. Matlab, see, look at the symbol ES, elasticity of supply greater than 1. Iska matlab proportionate change in supply will be greater than the proportionate change in price. So if the change in price is 5% and the change in demand is 8%, change in supply is 8%. If the change in price is 5% and the change in supply is 8%, so 8 upon 5, what answer will you get? Yes, 1.4, right? So the change in supply, if it is more than the change in price, we say it is a case of relatively elastic supply. Then we have relatively inelastic supply. Now when you talk about relatively inelastic supply, change in price brings less than proportionate change in quantity supply. Matlab ab yahan par price has changed by 5%, but supply has changed only by 2%. price has changed by 5%, supply has changed only by 2%. So what do we say? Elasticity is less than 1. Why? Because 2 divided by 5. 2 divided by 5. What answer will you get? 0 point. That's right. So which are the products where you will find relatively elastic supply happening? Relatively elastic supply is happening in case of all those products which are considered as luxuries, comforts. So where the market prices are picking up, it provides an incentive to the company to manufacture and supply more. So you'll always find iPhones and smartphones more in supply as compared to the basic phones, because the profit margin in basic phones is very less, whereas the profit margin in smartphones, iPhones and upgraded phones is higher. Correct? So you can say, yes, you can say that those products, especially in electronics, which are more updated, which are the newest model and the latest version, they all fall under relatively elastic supply. Necessities, perishable goods, they will all fall under relatively inelastic supply. Now we are moving to understanding how the graphs of these products look like. What if the product is coming under unitary elastic supply? You remember unitary was equal to 1. So here we have shown you through a graph the case of unitary elastic supply. Such products will have a upward sloping, positively sloped graphs. You can see here that price is measured on the y-axis and quantity supplied is measured on the x-axis. So if the price is rising from P to P1, then the change, the proportionate change in price is P to P1 and the proportionate change in supply is M to M1. So change in price and the change in supply is exactly same. So that is a case of unitary elastic. The second one, relatively inelastic. So the graph is going to be very steep slope, steeply sloping upwards. Here you can see that the distance between M and M1 will be less than the distance from P to P1. So change in price is going to have less impact on supply. Matlab price ka jo change hai wo zyada hoga, change in supply will be less. Because it's a perishable product and perishable product cannot be stocked. So always in those products, higher price will fail to have a very large impact on the quantity supplied. So we say they come under relatively inelastic supply. Coming to the third, relatively elastic supply. When we talk about relatively elastic, elasticity is flexibility. By now the students might have understood, and it is very easy for them to observe that the change in price over here from P to P1 is less compared to the change in supply from M to M1. So the distance M to M1 is more, distance P to P1 is less. So we say this is a case of relatively elastic supply. Proportionate change in supply is more. So here, whenever property rates, share market, gold, the prices tend to increase a little, it will have a relatively elastic impact on the supply of these trading lines. Coming to the next, which is an extreme case called perfectly inelastic supply. As I had told you, that the supply cannot be increased. So the supply graph is going to be a vertical line. It will be a line which is parallel to the y-axis. The price has gone up from P to P1, but you find that the impact on supply is nil because it's restricted. You cannot increase the supply of an original make. So if you talk about certain paintings which are only made once, or there are certain products which are exclusively made only for some celebrities. Sometimes there are products which are made in the memory of some celebrities or some popular, you can say, people, okay, the elite class, then what happens in that case, the even if the price goes up, people are willing to pay the price, the supply cannot be increased. So it goes for auction. Auction is a very good example. Restricted supply, but more and more price bidders. Right? Yeah. Then we have perfectly elastic. Ye ekdam opposite hota hai. Perfectly inelastic, perfectly elastic. So elastic supply kya hota hai? Unlimited, say, you can say, supply of the product. Perfectly elastic supply, students, aap aise bhi samajh sakte ho ki it is a line of business where you will have unlimited sellers. So the number of companies selling the product will be unlimited, like vendors on the streets. So the vendors who are selling the products on the streets in Mumbai will come under perfectly elastic supply. That means all those products which you can find on Mumbai streets very easily, they will have perfectly elastic supply. Mobile phone accessories. Okay, sometimes you get those, what you say, certain type of backpacks which you find being sold on the streets. Yes, you can find that there are innumerable vendors who are selling fast food on the streets. So that is called perfectly elastic supply, infinite change in supply. So this is mostly applicable to business. You can connect it with market also. You can connect it with product also. So this is one way of making you understand how prices have a total impact on the market supply of products, from necessity, comforts to luxuries, and behavior of companies as well. Taking all this into consideration, Alfred Marshall has come to a conclusion. He says that time plays a very, very important role when it comes to understanding supply elasticity. He believed that demand reacts to price change very immediately. People immediately react, are price badh gaya, abhi ek product hame kam kharidna hai. Yeah, this is how we are going to, you can say, withhold our consumption or contract our consumption behavior. So consumers are always very, very reactive, very responsive immediately. They'll stop buying a product or they'll start consuming a product because it's cheaper. But when it comes to supply, supply will always take time to adjust. So demand responds much faster to price than supply. And therefore, we say that supply elasticities are always going to be much different than the demand elasticities. Supply today is a function of price prevailing in the immediate past. Matlab, aaj ka supply, aaj ke price pe base nahi hai. Marshall says, aaj ka supply of product is somewhere influenced by past mein us product ka price kya tha. So if you find that over the years, the people are willing to pay more and more for Netflix and for video streaming, then you will expect that the prices charged by these companies is going to pick up very soon. Right? But when they pick up, immediately the demand starts reacting. Supply will always take time. It will look at the market price. It will study the market price and then decide which resources to be allocated where and how. So, to make it easy and simple for you, I have converted the entire time element discussed by Alfred Marshall using various examples and graphs in one table. If you look at this table, you will find that the time element is divided into four: short, very short, long, very long. So isko ekdam simple yaad rakhna hai, very short, short, long, very long. Barabar? Now isme se extreme you can see is very short. Itna kam samay hai, it may be only like one day sale. So it is not possible only for the sellers to place an order for the stock and supply it in the market to meet the demand. So we say that supply behavior, that supply cannot adjust because of short run time, and therefore the supply is coming under perfectly inelastic. You already have studied the graph. So you may have a question in the exam on how the supply graph is in case of perfectly inelastic supply. So you can relate this supply price elasticity with the position and the behavior of the graph. Then you have short run. When you have a very short period, the supply can adjust partly, not fully. So it's very important that when we talk about relatively elastic supply, supply can adjust to some extent. So this is in case of fairs and exhibitions. It is always a steep upward sloping graph. So ek din ka fair hai, 1 week ka fair hai, to thoda bahut supply stock order place kiya ja sakta and supply can be made available to meet the market demand. When you talk about long period is a market where we talk about durable goods market. It may be for almost 6 months or a year. So we say that in the long, it is very, very easy for the sellers to place orders for resources, bring the resources, allocate the resources and adjust the supply to meet the demand, which exactly happened in case of COVID vaccination. In the short run, the vaccination was not available. So it was a case of perfectly inelastic supply. But eventually within a year, the supply changed to perfectly, relatively elastic or perfectly elastic. We never have something called as very long. The economist, if you remember, J.M. Keynes, he said in the very long year, we are all dead. He says you cannot predict something for 20 and 30 years. No doubt, our central government does make predictions, but it still makes prediction for a decade, maybe 2030, 2020. You will never find them making predictions for 50 years and so on. So Marshall overruled. He was of the opinion that very long period does exist, but J.M. Keynes criticized by saying very long period can never be predicted, but it can be only done by infrastructure companies. Again, in infrastructure companies, we can talk about long period only. So when you talk about building road networks, railway connectivity, bullet train, skywalks, ceilings, these are all coming under the long run projects where the supply of certain services can be predicted based on a long run period of time. So this was what we had covered in this chapter, which was all revolving around the supply. It's a very basic chapter. It gives you highlight about what supply is, how do you understand the law of supply, how do you use the factors or determinants of supply to understand exceptions, variation, and changes of supply. And in studying the elasticity of supply, you realize that certain product supply cannot be increased even if the prices are going up in the market because they fall into a category of very natural resources, non-renewable resources, anything having finite supply and so on. And finally, we concluded by saying, what role does the time play in determining the supply elasticity of the products? So I hope, students, you have understood this chapter and you can keep reading the newspapers to get articles related to supply and then try to relate it with the supply elasticities, the variations and the changes. Thank you.